All right, guys, welcome back to the Eastern Only Films podcast. It has been quite a minute since Christmas. We are here.
It's been more than a minute since Christmas.
It's been like four months now, actually.
Yeah.
Well, when this is uploaded, it's going to be like 4 months.
Yeah.
You don't use a watch.
Tuesday, St. Patrick's Day.
Really?
Yeah. So, here we got the majority of the crew. We got Sween Dog over there. We got Logan, Nate, Jacob, myself, Easton, and we got Jordan over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
hi.
It's been a while, so we have a lot to cover, but first and foremost, probably what we'd say is probably the biggest topic of the day, the coronavirus.
Oh, no.
Worldwide pandemic. We just got 2 weeks off of school.
Yeah, we did, but we got to do work the whole time.
Maybe you have to.
We're both in classes.
What?
We both have most of this.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do any of the work. Half of work.
You're not doing any of the work.
I haven't. You got to tune in for Bill, though.
Yeah.
Discord server.
Physics Discord server.
All on Scuff Gang.
Dude, everything is closing. And I have a list. I have a small list here. And by small, I mean absolutely massive. We have things being closed.
In the grand scheme of things.
Yeah. We got colleges being closed. And this is all as of the recording of this, which is would be this past Friday for you. We got France has closed every school in its country.
That's lit.
Disney World and Disneyland Paris have closed.
I was going to go to Disney World.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Just licking all the doorknobs and, you know.
Saw his TikTok of the guy who was like, he's like in the coronavirus pandemic, don't use your hand to open doorknobs. They just like, puts the doorknob in his mouth, just swallows it.
Man, deep throats the doorknob.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Hot topic.
It's not a hot topic.
Yeah.
Something wrong with you.
He's the one wearing the hat.
Hey, I look like a leprechaun.
More like someone with leprosy.
I made that joke already, all right? I made a joke five minutes ago. All right.
I'm just messing with
you. You're the one with a B. Look like a... Never mind, I can't say that word again.
Let's not get into that.
You can't say that word on the internet.
Let's not get shut down here.
A beanie wearer.
Yeah, there totally. You
know, a beaner. I mean, now let's. I'm just kidding.
You gotta bleep that out.
For anyone that didn't get the joke I just made, it's gonna be bleeped. But you know,
yes.
Or you don't have to bleep it. It'd be funny.
Yeah. No, he'd probably get like.
It'll be bleeped on the video version.
For audio listeners.
But for audio listeners, you guys got the full
audio
ball
listeners,
on
everyone just got the joke I made.
Honestly, like, you guys are much better than the video. I'm kidding. You're all beautiful. You're all equal.
Yeah, all seven of you. I don't know. The audio side.
I love you. We probably lost, like, a good portion of our viewers in the hiatus we took.
Yeah. I think most of them stick around, though. Because most of them are, like, the OGs that watched me back from... Jeez, like the Minecraft days, bro.
Really?
Yeah,
those horrible, horrible days.
Yeah.
Those days you did not talk
back
about.
Back from when the coronavirus wasn't around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, which was like...
COVID-19.
Which was like 3 months ago, but granted, that seems like forever going out.
I like how some people were like, there's a strain at this school, but it's COVID-17, so there's nothing to worry about. I was like, oh, yes, now there's two of the bitches. Nothing to worry about, really.
Exactly. It's like,
there's two of them now, but it's less to worry about, actually.
Yeah.
They know that the 19 stands for the year it was found, right?
Yeah.
17 also?
Yeah, that's why.
Okay, I didn't know that.
The coronavirus was a known thing before.
Yeah, of course. But I'm saying, even if the one from 2017, it's 2017, even though it's two different strains to deal with, that one starts spreading.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
So do you think it's a bioweapon made by the Chinese?
Yes. Every country.
I've never heard that one, but
every country literally put their middle finger up to the Geneva Convention. Has been working on biological warfare ever since. Just saying.
See, I think it is because like people are saying that it's from bats, but like people in China have been eating bats for a while, even though it's disgusting. But I mean, it's kind of weird.
I mean, that's how
you look out. Oh, why'd you move? That was just the lamb.
I was giving it brace. I was giving it brace.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hanlon's got whipped in the face.
Wait, let me try again.
No, get away from me.
The hat went flying.
We have the hat. We need the hat.
This is dumb.
We need the hat, so don't get the hat.
This is why we don't invite a lot of things outside of school in the podcast, but, you know, other. I mean, he has some friends.
No, he doesn't.
I know what you were going to say.
What was I going to say?
I know what you were going to
say. Definitely was going there. I was definitely going there.
Yeah, well, you probably should because they watched the podcast. Hi, Dad.
Hi. Hello. Hi. Hello, Mr. Pantalone.
Yeah, shout out to my mom and my stepdad, too. They watch the podcast often.
Yeah.
Well, that's dope.
My stepdad especially. Hi, Jay.
Hello, Jay.
Hello.
So I'll say hello, Jay.
It's like an AA meeting.
Hi, Jay. He's been watching us since episode one.
That's awesome.
Jay.
I haven't been looking at the camera
much.
It's just
I was just thinking that like a minute ago.
Are you here because you drank a whole bottle of whatever and then crashed?
No.
People doing the horror stories.
So we should go back on topic. Probably.
Oh yeah, what was the topic again? Oh
yeah. We're at things that are closing because of the coronavirus. We're two things in. Next is the Catholic Church is actually granting dispensations, which basically means they're like, you don't have to come to church. I don't know all the technical stuff of it. But and then they're closing the churches, so.
So little kids can be saved.
Ooh,
we're gonna cut that out right from the mark of like 6:53 to 7:01. We're gonna just chop that out.
That was in very poor taste, my dog. Considering you're sitting in a room full of Catholics.
It's not the whole Catholic.
I don't care, man. It's in poor taste.
And sports leagues. That's the big news.
It's not the whole Catholic religion, though. It's right, just like
shut up.
Anyway,
I found it.
I found it hilarious. I know it was funny, but we can't say it on the internet.
That's a lie.
But
we can definitely say it on the internet.
Yeah.
I think the police gonna come knock on the door.
That's what the internet's great for. You can say anything you're too afraid to say in person.
The Catholic religion.
Then again, I would definitely
pope
say
comes
it
to the door.
No, where's the priest?
No, the Pope comes to visit.
Anyway, is sports leagues being suspended?
Yeah. I got a list here of sports changes that I'm aware of. So this is like there's probably more, and also between now and when this is released, there's probably going to be more. We got Premier League over in Europe. We got the NBA is suspended. NHL, MLB, NCAA has canceled all their tournaments.
I think right now MLB is only postponed or opening.
MLB
they've
is
only
postponed.
postponed it, but postponed. Suspended.
Yeah, so the NCAA canceled like a lot of their big tournaments too. Are they pretty?
They're
much
not
done?
Only they're canceled. They're just not playing without fan. They're playing without fans.
Yeah.
Oh, is that okay?
March Madness. I'm pretty sure is supposed to continue. They're just playing without.
No,
fans.
It's not. It's done.
No, I
really,
thought
they're
finished.
When was that? When that
happened?
Like 2 days ago.
Yeah, 2 days ago. They canceled all their championships.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's no more. Their season's over.
The MLS made some changes. I'm pretty sure they're suspended. The XFL is suspended.
No, not the XFL.
So Major League Rugby is done. The AHL is suspended until further notice. The PGA Tour rescheduled their events. NASCAR is restricting attendance.
They canceled it now.
Oh, they canceled
the
what?
The two races are canceled now.
Yo!
Yeah, you see, this is the thing. Like, I wrote this down literally a couple hours ago, and it's literally changing as we speak.
I'm saying it changes within the hour, because I remember I was looking at the NBA thing. It was like an hour ago, it was like, NBA player test positive for coronavirus. Then like 45 minutes ago, it was like, NBA will play games without fans, or like, it will suspend season, or like, it was play games without fans. Then like 8 minutes ago, NBA suspended. Like in 30 minutes, they shut down the whole NBA.
Speaking of people who are infected, we have two major world leaders who have been infected. One of them's not a world leader, but the wife of a world leader,
Justin Trudeau,
The Brazilian president apparently is infected, and he's under quarantine.
Yikes!
Yeah, that's not good. And get this, he was in a meeting with our President Donald Trump 4 days before.
Yeah.
So watch out for that in the news.
I did hear that there was a scare that they thought Donald Trump might have it. I didn't. Hmm. That makes sense now you say that, because I never knew why. But
well, watch for that in the news, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a little bit scary, but...
Yeah.
Yikes. The WWE, now you might have to... Jordan knows a little bit more about this than I do.
All right.
You might laugh at how I word this. Rescheduled the, and I have this in quotations, SmackDown.
On Fox.
Yeah. And at the time of this recording, have not announced plans for WrestleMania 36.
Like, yeah, it's still not canceled.
What are you going to do? What are you going
to
do?
I don't know what I'll do if April comes around and there's no WrestleMania. I'll just shut down, hide in my room, and cry.
Yeah.
Watch old WrestleManias. On the WWE.
He's
going to
be
network.
Holding all the belts and be like, just bring it back.
For only $9.99, it could be yours.
Yeah. I'm a trigger spoil a little bit. Now on the real fighting, UFC.
It's entertainment.
It's entertainment.
That's why it's not called World Wrestling Fighting. It's World Wrestling Entertainment.
I might watch it.
I mean, he's not wrong. All
right, you just got yourself uninvited to the WrestleMania.
So funny that
I will say.
You would not.
I will say, I always kind
of
thought
make fun of what I watch.
I'm making fun of what you watch, you suck.
I always thought of WWE as kind of dumb until he invited me over to watch it, and like, it's not something that I would watch regularly, but it was actually kind of cool.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. And then when we made our WrestleMania,
yeah,
it was fun.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna. See, how we do is we watch some WWE and then move on to some South Park.
Yeah.
And then it flows after that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The UFC moved two fights to the UFC Apex Center in Vegas, but all our other fights, including UFC 249, again, at the time of this recording, seem to still be on, and... no changes made.
I'm looking it up, seeing if they're...
Yeah, if that's changed since I wrote this down. The site that I was reading on was kind of confusing. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't find like one that was confirmed like 100% and everything.
Yeah.
And then Eddie Hearn of Matchroom Boxing announced that refunds will be made for any changes for some of their upcoming fights. However, at the time of this recording, no future fight cards have been canceled or altered in any way. So... as far as that goes, everything's still on. I'm pretty sure they did cancel a bout that would have already happened in Italy, but I mean, Italy's completely.
Italy is fucked.
Yeah.
Italy's
having a rough
Italy is fucked right now. Like, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, basically, most of northern Italy is, like, under quarantine, which, might add, is their major industrial sector.
Yeah.
So that's not good.
Yeah. Yeah, but.
There's one world leader who should have gotten the coronavirus, it's their prime minister.
Interesting.
But somehow he is evading.
His mom and his last stamina.
Yeah.
But yeah, Italy has more coronavirus cases than China.
Yeah, dude, they do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, because they rely heavily on tourists from China. That's why they have it so widespread.
A lot of people going,
What?
All the people going to Venice, all the Chinese people going to Venice going, wow, clean water.
And
then
they just stick a hand.
They take a bat. They're just like,
ooh,
dip it in.
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks has it, bro.
All right, now let's move on.
Listen,
he's a good guy, but I'm sorry, but he don't matter as much as most of the other people.
I'm not sure if she wants me to say that, but my mom actually pointed something out to me at night. She doesn't think Tom Hanks actually has the coronavirus.
Really?
Yeah, she thinks it's a setup. She thinks that it's an attack on Trump to make it, since he's like a loved figure, that they think. And he's like kind of like liberal or whatever, that it's an attack on Trump to make him look bad for not doing much about the coronavirus and to make it look worse than it actually
is.
Well,
he was in Australia.
See, I heard that.
I don't quite believe that, but
I think that's a bit far fetched.
Hanks did that. It would be less of an attack, more of like a get people to like start looking more into it.
There's nothing Trump can really do himself about the coronavirus.
Yeah, I mean,
he's doing as much as he can.
Yeah, that is true. Like, there is stuff he can do, but I'm pretty sure he's already doing it.
Basic principles of American government, separation of. But it's also like, because like Trump can't just shut down all schools nationally. Each state, like, gets the choice if they want to shut down school.
Yeah, I mean, we just shut down school 27th.
It's like Maryland school was closed a few days. Like, they were closed 2 days ago. We closed today.
My hometown, which I'm not going to say the name of, closed all the schools to April 1st.
What was it? It's...
Shut up, you little bitch.
New York City.
Anyone want his home address? Does anyone want his home address?
554-6969.
Does anyone want his phone number? 555-617. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'll give you these phone numbers. 818. Never mind.
For anyone that doesn't know, 555.
Anytime I go for an arbitrary phone number, it's always 666-420-6969.
Yeah, you're
why are you giving everyone my dang phone number?
Dude, I want to call it. Actually, yo, anyone want to get your phone out? We can call it a number. See if someone picks up.
On the podcast, really?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, why not?
Hey, it's Tom Hanks. I got the coronavirus. Alright, yeah, put it on speakerphone.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. Announcement 4, location 97480.
Oh, it's 666. It's probably not a legitimate area code.
Why not?
Wait, let me try.
Switch 420 and 666.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's not a legit area code. Because if it, 555 is the one that doesn't work.
Do 420 and then 666. 6969.
Trying calls on the podcast.
I'm sorry if, like, I leave someone's number.
Nope. Okay, we gotta find none of them work.
Right.
Here, I got one. Siri. Call little bitch boy.
Oh,
Call little bitch boy.
Come on.
It's 50-50.
You.
Swing dog's phone rang.
Pick up the call, you ass. Oh my gosh, he just hung up on me.
Now, hey, for those of you who don't know what he was going to say, he was going to say, you ass.
No, you're running so many bleeps.
Yeah.
You're running out of your bleeps.
Yeah, I just want to make life harder for him.
Six,
yeah.
Alright, we're going to try
I'll make life harder.
Oh, Sweet Dog's calling. Put on speaker.
Who'd you call? Who is that?
I got the call. Someone picks up.
They're gonna think you're a scam dialer.
I'm gonna say, hey, you're on the
Why are we doing this from my
phone? Your call has been forwarded to an automatic
voice. Do you hit my car?
No. No, just say something stupid.
No, that's my phone number. Remember?
Guys, you could be calling.
So, anyways, should we get back on topic, or is Nate going to keep diverging us into separate conversations?
Actually, we don't have many topics, so we can go as far off.
It was your fault. Anyway.
Okay, we're going to play Seattle.
Seattle.
Interesting how their season went.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. How'd your Eagles do? We lost to them twice, huh?
Better than Seattle.
All right.
Lost to them twice, huh?
What?
But,
interesting.
That breath that she had. She was like, breach.
Is that a long distance call?
Yeah.
You probably put it in your Chromebook.
Oh,
that's true. Yeah, you can.
Coronavirus.
Philadelphia. Yeah.
Make life easier for yourself. Don't make it harder.
Work smarter, not harder.
Nobody asked you to make that. Right.
You want to talk about our little adventure we had tonight?
It's a saying. What were you saying?
Okay. You want to talk about our little adventure we had tonight?
Oh yeah.
What adventure?
Went to get Shamrock.
Shamrock shakes. And
drove for like 12 miles.
Yeah, just blasting Beastie Boys.
We're
actually
heading toward Jacob's hometown.
Yeah.
We're getting far out here.
No, like we were like halfway there.
Then we got on the highway.
We're halfway there.
And Sweet Dog was not happy.
there's this dude just sitting.
Dude, we almost got in an accident, dude.
We did not almost.
And it was not. It was 100% their fault too.
First of all, we did not almost get in an accident.
But they were like ten yards away from the person. They were completely stopped.
Yeah. Well, they were like driving. It was weird.
They were blocking the exit. They were parked.
I think they were coming out of a parking lot.
The exit.
Yeah. They just stopped there, like right in front of us. But yeah.
He was looking for somebody.
Yeah,
and this man. Also, soon face, they're like, "Ooh,
so who is this man?"
They're like, "Ooh, gosh, that's scary."
Ooh, it's like a gremlin in the car.
Yeah.
Like
a dang gremlin.
Dude.
Behind the wheel.
Who let this nappy head kind
of drive? Oh, poor Sweeney Dog. Poor
she drives a Sentra. I bet he got it in eco mode right now. Put it in a sport.
Yeah, it's a shame I won't see a leprechaun driving anytime soon.
Oh!
Paddle me throwing the shade.
Week after, bro. Get my license, finally.
Just remember pointing your turn signals down, buddy.
Sounds familiar.
Remember where the triangle is.
Remember where the four-way
is. I will remember next time. I hate y'all so much. Why do I still come and hang out with you guys? You only make fun of me. I'm not that fat.
Where were you going? Where am I? All where that was going.
Not at all what we were saying, but.
Who cares?
Yeah. We went earlier.
What? My socks?
These socks.
Where's my green socks? Monkeys. They've got monkeys and bananas on them.
Monkeys and bananas.
Monkeys and bananas.
Yo, story sexy ass sock right there.
Here's what make the woman swoon. The monkey socks.
Swoon. I know my brother got a pair of flamingo socks. I gotta borrow them.
Earlier today we were going on Omegle.
We saw some interesting conversation. That one guy that was talking to us about Putin and stuff.
Yeah.
A little weird, but...
He was like a 50-year-old guy.
Some 50-year-old man just talking about how great Putin is.
Talking about how bad Stalin is.
Yeah. Like, he tried to roast me once, and I'm like, well, why are you a 50-year-old on me? I just shouted at him. He's like, what? I didn't hear you right. And I'm like, all right. But, yeah.
He got you good though. He was roasting the fro.
Yeah, I was wearing an afro wig and I had a bandana.
You didn't tuck it into.
I had my t-shirt.
I was doing the same. I was tucking into my t-shirt.
Dude, it kept coming out, bro.
Dude, he was roasting Easton. It was the funniest thing. Some 50-year-old dude roasting Easton on Omegle.
Dude, it was funny.
And then there were the penises.
Yeah.
So many. I can't. Oh,
it's funny because there was one dude that, like, when you see, like, a dude who's probably, like, in his, like, mid-30s on there, who's just staring at the camera, like, you know that that's, like, he's just looking for, like, a girl to talk to, and not in a very innocent way, and, unfortunately, usually younger girls who technically is not legal for him to talk to in any other scenario, but, and, like, I could tell it was one of those guys. But he saw us, and we were all just like, he came on, we were all like, "Hey!" and did like the whole thing. And then he just started laughing, and he sat there for a few seconds. I was just like, I know that broke his game plan.
Fat dude lying in his bed.
Oh my god, dude. Little too much man, what the fuck?
Dude.
Oh my god, that was so gross.
Yeah, dude. Some of the people on there, man.
Some of the people on there need help. I just want to call the cops. But so they can get some help instead.
There's even an 18 plus room, but they still go on the normal one.
Because they're not going to find anybody they want to talk to.
Yeah.
It's not fun if crime isn't involved, Easton.
That is true.
Pedophilia isn't involved.
Oh, dear God.
From the partner's tale.
So coronavirus,
yes.
Yeah, okay, I guess this topic's done.
Yeah, I think we covered pretty much everything with coronavirus.
Yeah, it sucks.
The toilet paper, actually, we can talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Toilet paper crisis. Toilet paper, there's none of it. All right, on to the next topic.
What about the toilet paper? Well, there's none left. All right, good job.
Yeah.
All right, what's the next topic?
We're all going to be using our hands.
What are you doing?
Trying to dial someone in the Bahamas with the number 420696.
You can't make international calls.
I got a call from Mongolia one time. I got two calls from the Dominican Republic and one from Mongolia.
Well, the two from the Dominican Republic probably are baseball players looking for somewhere to play.
No, they're probably a bunch of drug dealers.
It's like the bench one was. I am 12. The pictures, yeah. It's like $10.
Oh my god!
I'm just telling you, they'd be warm a lot more than benches. I'll just say that. I don't know.
Benches?
What?
There's gonna be a huge scandal coming out about that roasting. I'm telling you. I'm predicting that shit right now.
What? About benches?
No, about the bench sitters.
The benches.
Oh, fuck.
The bench sitters.
I was about to make a joke about a bench.
Bench warmers. I don't know.
The bench warmers.
Yeah, this is
so the sick. Benches.
You don't want to come over there and hurt you, ass.
So the benches.
I don't know what. Yeah, first fight in the podcast. Well, actually, second fight.
What was the first?
You and Noah got a little heated at one point.
Yeah, because he won't.
Oh, he's gonna watch this and be. He's gonna come.
I'm
back.
Sorry, no.
He's gonna come back and we're gonna have some sidebar interviews. We need to have a Dr. Phil episode between those two.
Listen,
dude,
Noah,
me and him. Noah comes back, me and him need to rematch arm wrestling.
Right?
Didn't you
oh my god!
In the first one?
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Didn't he?
I beat him in the first one. Then he beat me in the second one. So we need a tiebreaker.
Oh, tiebreaker.
Yeah. But
oh, snap.
I think that's it for the coronavirus. Just to get into some more lighthearted, less serious stuff.
You check your phones.
For those you don't know, I'm not going to say a joke, but...
We're not saying that at all.
You just said a really, really damn good joke to the chat.
This is unorganized, though.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what? It's 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? You better not care.
Jotted down here is Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Tyson Fury pulled it off, bro.
The Gypsy King.
Yeah, we all...
And then Deontay blamed it on his ring gear before the fight.
I like Deontay Wilder, bro, but come
that
on,
was
man.
Low. That was low.
That's like Logan Paul level of just...
Yeah, I sneeze. Well, he literally tweeted that. He's just like, man, Deontay Wilder blaming that on his costume is like me saying I lost because I sneezed three times. And I'm like, yeah.
At least he manned up or two, you know. Logan Paul even manned up to that shit.
Yeah.
He's being a dumbass.
This dude should fight.
I'm like, most of...
Dude,
did I hear that right? Please.
I want to see an AB
and
Logan Paul
fight. Dude, I want to see AB
and
Logan
that,
Paul,
so
bro.
That's probably not going to happen.
It's not going to happen,
apparently,
bro.
Well, they have a contract all written up.
Dude.
And before they sent
it. AB won't accept it.
No, it's because before they sent it to him, they already made the cover picture for the fight. And they posted it while the contract was sent over to AB. And as soon as he saw the picture, he wouldn't sign the contract. He said they're not going to use me for money, and I was like,
"Yeah,
they're going to make money."
The worst part about that
is
it wasn't an official fight poster; it was a fan made one.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And it was just some Logan Paul fan who photoshopped that, and that's what I mean. He wasn't going to do it anyway.
No,
he kept asking for way unrealistic amounts of money for it.
Yeah,
and just amounts.
That's what I'm saying. And
they weren't going
to
be able to pay.
Like they finally got a contract written up and sent it over to him. And he saw as soon as he saw like the fan art. And stuff that people were making for the fight. He was like, no.
It's funny because.
Using me for fame. And I was like.
When they did their face to face at the one
fame?
Miami fight at nightclub the day before the Super Bowl, it's funny because they were talking about this on Impulsive, Logan Paul's podcast. He walks up to him, and the first person he sees is besides AB is Rick Ross standing right next to him. And Rick Ross just goes, he says, all Rick Ross says is, 25 million. He's just getting this 25 million, get the deal done. Get the deal done, and I'm like, but like it's funny because like every fight he's there, Rick Ross is for some reason there.
Rick Ross,
before the other team.
And Drake's song, Rick Ross,
boy, Rick Ross.
But yeah.
Watch the microphone and turn it off.
But all of us predicted. Well, except for Sweeney Dog didn't predict. But on our first ever episode, we predicted the winner versus Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder. And we all said Fury.
Oh, yeah.
And then I changed mine to Wilder, like literally a day before the fight.
You were stupid.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry, you still are.
You know.
Yeah, I'm still pulling strong.
I wouldn't say strong. wrong.
I'm still pulling.
He's still pulling.
Yeah. I wouldn't say pulling.
I'd say more like struggling along.
Yeah.
I'd say just like, you know,
then the
here.
No.
Where, you know.
Just like here.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But you're not aware. It's like sweet old being aware.
I'm tired, man.
In that same kind of category, did y'all see that Ryan Garcia knockout? I'm actually pull that up.
I did
that's
not.
A gnarly knockout.
Bro, we're going to put a clip up on for you guys on the video viewers.
Ooh, is it copyrighted, though?
Hopefully it won't be.
He's not very certain about that either. Yeah, hopefully.
It's a nasty knockout.
Yeah, here we go right here.
I haven't seen this yet.
Watch this again.
It looks like we're gonna get an ad.
Oh yeah. Oh, GoDaddy.
Oh bro, I didn't like that we said that.
Remember back then they used to have the GoDaddy commercials with like Danica Patrick and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were like really provocative and it was like,
dude,
it didn't make much sense.
Yeah, I know. Full fight. Oh no, we just want the
it doesn't last long, it's only
yeah, here, I'm
gonna last
dang. I'm gonna go right to it.
We just want dang knockout. Let's make that the second half of the podcast, just watching the fight itself.
Alright, here we go. Alright. Ooh.
Oh, there's an ad down.
Alright, here we go.
Need a promo code. Ooh. I do need a promo code. What do you know what the code is?
Boom!
Done. Boy, look into the heavens. Jesus.
Dude, look at that man. Dude, he is out cold, dude. Okay. Yeah, there's
that
again.
Rewind that.
Oh, look at this.
Bam.
You see that opening?
Damn.
He took it and he's
bro.
Down.
I saw that. When I first saw it, I thought the dude was dead. He's out.
Dude, look at that. He is not okay. Poor little fella.
Dude, them commentators are going nuts too, dude.
Poor guy.
Dude, like, I've never seen commentators so happy, bro. Yeah.
Why is he doing that? You know, dramatic and shit.
Yeah, apparently he said he was praying for him. He was praying for the guy. Praying
aww,
he got
well,
up.
That's very kind of him. Good man. I thought he was just doing that to be dramatic.
No.
I mean, but would you put it past people like that?
Yeah.
Professional boxers or whatnot?
No.
No, definitely not.
Guess not.
I like that bowling pin up there.
Yeah, my dad's had that. That's definitely older than I am.
Oh,
I don't know where he got it. I don't know if he went to the lane and just...
I mean, basically...
Nobody's looking.
Basically, everybody in this room is only except for one person.
Bowling
pin. That one man sitting next to me. Nathaniel, your birthday is coming up soon, ain't it?
Now
is
not a good time to go bowling, though.
Like, yeah, I would not recommend bowling without your own ball. Even with your own ball at a public alley, I would not recommend it.
First off, that's because you just throw the ball like 30 miles an hour.
No, we're talking because it's the coronavirus.
Yeah.
No, mostly because...
Well, I mean, also...
Because super gravity damage.
You throw the spell. Hey. You throw the ball so fast, it makes sweet dog speed more slow.
Sometimes the
50 and faster.
I don't
bowl
for speed.
Out.
I bowl for accuracy.
Dude,
I'm into driving speed.
Like I got a lot of gutter balls, but like every once in a while I'd get a strike.
If you hit him, if you throw that ball down real fast,
strike.
That impact is.
Normal. Yeah, bro. Like that
I
strike.
I would not want to be in front of.
That strike is like a Garcia left hook, bro. It's like it just straight knockout.
It's crazy. Like he was throwing like 17 mile an hour, like you know, like balls or like throwing it. But like you watch the PBA guys, they throw it like 22 mile an hour.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
It's insane.
Yeah.
My guy, Jason Belmonte. Belmonte. I'm telling you, he was on that Outback commercial, wasn't it?
Really?
Maybe.
That's
get him to talk about a blooming onion.
Blooming onion.
Does
not care.
What?
It's a pantaloon doesn't care.
Alright, swan dig.
Pantaloon, swan dig.
Eustace.
Pantaloon.
Sporfy.
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 Noth.
You're welcome for that, by the way, Swing Dog. I came up with it.
No, we both did. We both did, Sporfy.
Well, you were like, you should do Sporty. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. And I was like, Sporfy.
Oh, yes, right.
Sporty.
Right.
Yes, Sporty. Eustace is my favorite.
I'm a helpful leprechaun.
It's like pantaloon.
It's not pant. It's pantaloon. There's no A.
Pantaloon.
Pantaloon.
All right, Noth. Shut up.
Pantaloon. It's hard to say. Pantaloon.
Noth, you have no authority.
Noth.
We all have to pay homage to the great meatball.
Yeah, Swan Dig. I just like when Jacob had his as Swan for a while.
Swan.
It was just Swan.
Swan.
That was Swan Dig.
Yeah. Swan Dig.
Adventures we have on Discord.
Let's remember the time he had his nickname as Harvey Weinstein for like 3 weeks.
Oh, I just,
that was him.
And every time
he was Harvey Weinstein
you had a joke. Every time you got on, you made a joke about Harvey Weinstein going to touch some women.
No, I said it once.
You
should do. We should have a contest. Have one of the fans on the Discord server for a while.
I'm not having anybody run my Discord server.
No, have one of them in the Discord server.
Oh, all right.
Dude, I know some people want to watch this and be dope on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got to enter the contest.
Yeah, dude, like, we should legit do a contest.
The sweepstakes.
The sweepstakes.
The sweepstakes.
Yeah, it's for an entry and three kind of
players. Sweepstakes to join 5 retards in a Discord.
No, it's the land of misfit retards.
No, hey, the short bus gang.
Short bus gang.
Short bus gang.
Window lickers. We should do, like, actually, that's kind of cool. We could actually do like a live episode, sort of, but like on Discord for like the fans and then whoever like joins. That's not a
that would be actually nice.
We'd have to like schedule it ahead of time. But
we're not doing. We're not using Skype.
No, we'd open up a separate server for that. But yeah, I mean that's an idea for down the line.
Yeah, like we could make a Discord server where we all hang out. We have fans in that, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, all 5 of you could join.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's cold.
So all 5 of them.
Dude, we've had.
One, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, that's already what we have now.
It's crazy how much the Discord evolved though. Like it started.
Yeah, I helped him, by the way.
Well, no, it started off with like just me, Jacob, and Easton just playing like paintball.
Yeah,
and then you guys were like, "Yo,
video coming soon to my gaming channel, Boa."
For like two, three weeks, and we play a natural disaster, and that's all we played. And then,
guys had me get on. Yeah. And Swing Dog over here, we got him. He uses his phone for Discord, but we got him to link it to his Xbox, so we can see how long he's been playing Madden for.
Yeah, Madden for hours, bro. Like, I
disconnected
know.
It.
I can still see it though.
Yeah, you can.
On the occasion, I'll hop on and I'll see Swing Dog playing Madden.
Yeah, I can see it.
I'm talking about it. I can see it.
Madden,
bro, now we got.
He didn't disconnect it.
Now we got not one, but 2 music bots in there.
Yeah, we got 2.
Groovy, what's the other one?
Fredbot
and
Groovy.
Music Factory.
Groovy and the Music Factory.
Yeah, the Music Factory.
They're both great. Which one's better?
Yeah,
I like Groovy.
Laptop.
Yeah, Groovy.
Because, like, with the Music Factory, you type in which song, and then it'll give you, like, 5 options, and you have to pick.
I do like that, though, sometimes, depending on what you're playing.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, you just copy URL links if you're looking for something.
Sword.
Dude, I played the... dude, the other night I scared the crap out of him. I played that.
Who wants
coffee? But the bass boosted version.
We were playing Bloodline, and all I hear is, "Who wants coffee? I have a fresh pot of coffee."
As I'm trying to aim up this shot, I'm
just, "Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee."
I made that for anyone that
should know. No, he did not. Don't listen to his face. He's full of fucking lies.
Just a quick poll. What's better, NFL or XFL?
NFL.
Yeah,
XFL.
Shut up. Get out.
I think the XFL can maybe win me over down the line.
I think NFL is a lot more popular and it's a lot more fun because it's a lot
bigger.
Watching the Super Bowl is always a lot of fun. Yeah. But like the XFL, it's just so much, like all the different rules and stuff, and it can get crazy.
I like the kickoff rules though. That's pretty
the thing cool. is, every league though starts out like AAF. That's the same way they try to do the stuff where like you can get away with more hits, and then it just turned to everyone complaining about the brutal hits. I mean, they're cool to watch.
I mean, it's nice to watch when we're not watching NFL, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
XFL is playing while NFL's not on. So their season's in
between. Yeah. Then you have like a really short downtime from football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably 3 months.
Probably less than that. It's like probably.
You know how?
It ends in April. Wait.
No,
middle of April.
Middle of April.
Okay, so
it ended already.
Well, now now it's ended.
Yeah. Wow.
Really?
You know,
everything is.
With Terps, they always say there's the Christmas and Easter people. Well, football, the people like me, the Thanksgiving and Super Bowl people. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I've been getting more into it since these guys have been into it. I don't really have a choice. I just get on the group chat and it's just, Seattle's winning. I'm like,
what are they talking about?
Nah, we had to put rules in because of him.
Yeah, we had to put rules in the squad about they're talking about football. Because ever since the
Is Lamar Jackson is the worst quarterback in the NFL.
Because ever since the Ravens played the Niners, literally, I didn't even get the notification on my phone that the Ravens won, and Swindoll was typing in
the chat.
It was point like 4 seconds. Best team in the NFL. I'm like, I didn't even get the game clock. Didn't even hit zero yet, and he texted me.
Ravens are so trash.
That pissed me off so much.
I'm just saying, talk to me when you get a playoff win.
Who won the Super Bowl like 3 years ago? Oh, that's right. We did.
I'm just saying, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to say, we lost to Seattle. You lost to one man who turned the defense into their own blockers. You lost to one man. We at least lost to the Titans.
Wait, they lost to the Titans.
No, no, no. We lost to
the
Titans.
He was the only guy on Derrick Henry.
Yeah, we ain't afraid to hit Derrick Henry.
Hold on this.
What does he do?
The Eagles lost to Seattle. Seattle lost to Green Bay. The Ravens, a whole team, lost to Derrick Henry. One man. One man. They lost to one man.
They lost to the Titans. You lost to the Titans.
So?
We weren't talking about those two.
The Ravens directly.
It doesn't matter. We weren't talking about those two. They played the Titans. And Derrick Henry.
They actually won.
The Titans would have murdered Seattle.
What do you mean?
Doesn't mean that, no.
No, it doesn't mean that at all.
It doesn't? Well,
no. It doesn't mean that at all.
Doesn't mean anything.
Dude, Seattle would have won. If even by a little bit, they still would have won. The Ravens just got trashed.
Just because the Titans
won.
The Ravens beat Seattle by like 2 touchdowns.
So, just because that doesn't mean Seattle.
Seattle still beat the Titans.
Just because one team beats another doesn't mean that team always is going to lose to anyone that beats them. Like if the Ravens beat every other team,
but
it's whoever beats the Ravens.
Seattle
would
100% chance
beat
the Titans.
I'm saying
I feel like we should be back on top of the podcast instead of talking about football. Because, like, nobody can hear what we're saying, so we're all
talking
about
football. Please leave. I would like you to.
Oh, you're not going to
win. Trash.
It's football.
The last thing.
Grow up pair.
Last thing I have on my talking points list.
It's a bunch of grown men throwing balls around.
It's a bunch of grown men throwing around.
And as much as I enjoy football, I don't get all emotional over it. It's not like my fucking grandfather died.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Your grandfather died?
No, the Ravens lost.
Sweet Dog's granddad dies and he just sees the Ravens play. He's like, yeah, that's good.
Lamar!
Lamar gets a twisted ankle. He's like, oh my god!
Your
grandfather died. Yeah, Lamar's got those twisted ankle though.
Guys, they're like at the funeral. He's like in the back room, like watching the game on TV, and then like they're all walking out. Everyone's crying. Then you just hear him, "Yeah, let's go, baby!" Like in the back.
I still like lower the car. Let's go.
All right, that wasn't a segue to slap on Swindoll, bro.
Yes, sorry.
All I'm saying is that
yes, it was.
Y'all need to stop getting so emotional with football, like sports in general. Yeah, it's not just
people in general.
To all you people who get emotional over football and get genuinely pissed when you meet somebody from the opposite team, grow a fucking pair. Just go outside for 5 minutes, look around, and realize that you're a dumbass.
I don't know, then it's the same thing. Like,
go to a mirror, look at it, and realize the thing you're staring at is an idiot. All
right, anyway, back on topic, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
The only time I've been genuinely mad at a professional sporting event was the KSI Logan fight when Logan lost. I had a little moment outside afterwards. I was getting the tripod. I was just like walking around. I'm like, I did not think this was gonna happen. But
that's the thing though. He put so much in. I feel like for that, I feel like I knew he was gonna lose because he just put so much into it that it seemed like he was gonna win. But
yeah,
he had Snapchat stories. Like he had his own Snapchat series, like the story series thing. He was posting all over Instagram. And meanwhile, KSI, you didn't hear much from him because he was actually working. Logan Paul was like,
"This is my thing. This is my Snapchat story."
And I was like,
"Also, yeah, to be fair, KSI did go on that huge music tour right before."
Yeah.
So.
Anyway.
But yeah, the last thing I have on my, sorry, I'm getting tired. The last thing I got on my talking list here, something Sport brought up right before, is that Gronk is joining the WWE.
Nice. Cool. Topic over. Bam. Next one.
Pretty much.
There is no next one.
Nope.
Bam. Tell us about that Abercrombie and Fitch shirt.
It's nice.
Cool. Next topic. Just mean they'll give us something.
Aren't people from Abercrombie and Fitch not supposed to wear shirts?
How much you pay for that shirt?
$150. Just kidding. No.
How much you pay for that shirt?
I was gonna say.
It was like
$148.99.
$148.99.
How much you pay for them Ultra Boosts? $7
I still remember that $7 with the Ultra Boosts.
Still has them.
Wait, really?
What do you mean? Why would he get a pair of shoes? It's not like you buy them and they're like 5 months later. You're like, ah, shit, I'm just gonna sell them. Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah,
how have you had those?
Put that in the bonfire.
I've had them for a couple months now. They're very comfortable shoes.
They're very dirty too. You didn't.
Yeah, you got them in the wrong. Why
didn't you crep them?
They're not that dirty.
Why didn't you crep them?
What?
You get crep.
They're not that.
You
dirty.
Get crep.
Not that dirty.
You need to get crep.
Not that dirty.
Crep your. Get,
not that dirty.
You need clean your shoes. You need to get crep.
That's the point of this segment.
You
clean
see
your
them?
Shoes.
They're not that
I
dirty.
Can make them real dirty and you get crep.
Clean.
Anyway,
so Gronk joined the WWE.
A lot of dirt on
nice.
Because
nobody's gonna pick him up.
No, he retired. Gronk retired. You didn't know that?
No. He done been retired. Yo.
Panel on the next big body tight end in the NFL.
You just gotta go to Iowa and you'll be perfect. You'll fit right in.
Fuck you.
Well, tell me Iowa doesn't breed like the best tight ends.
Iowa,
dude.
The
tell
5 foot
me.
4. Tight end.
Didn't Kittle go to...
5'3", thank you very
Kittle.
Much.
Iowa's generous.
Wait, really?
Yes!
That's funny.
Iowa's generous.
Wait, hold on. Maybe you did go.
No, you're not generous. You're stupid.
I don't fucking know. You're so many
short.
Good tight ends went to Iowa.
Not stupid
yeah,
short.
Yeah, he did go to Iowa.
I'm fun size.
Who's the guy that went to Harvard? Did someone on San Francisco
fun size.
Yes,
Kyle Hughes. That's right.
I don't think it hurt you.
I don't think it hurt me either.
He used to be on the Raiders.
I don't
know.
Out of the battery, I just watched the battery just get killed.
Yeah.
It was at like 70%. It is now at like
25%. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's because of the phone plugged in. That.
Oh yeah, these Chromebooks are so trash.
Oh yeah, I know.
These things garbage.
You're bad.
Tell us about it, Jacob.
Mine just turned off on me randomly the other day.
Well, that was be.
I didn't even press the power button.
Should I talk about it?
Talk
just
about
shut
it.
Shut off. It's because they blocked the game on the Chromebooks, dude. That's why it shut off.
Oh, that makes sense. Makes
no,
sense.
But my Chromebook just purely shut out. Like, it signed me out and
they
everything.
They did it to everyone because they implemented a block.
They put all the they blocked Reddit. They put all the
yeah,
they put all the new blocks in and restarted everything.
Yeah, but guess
dude,
what?
You know, Reddit.
Dude, yeah, I can't get on Reddit anymore.
Reddit's
always
been blocked.
5 years later.
It was a Chrome.
There was an extension that was it was Redditor. Reddit R is
yeah.
what it was. And it was launched an app that was separate. The teachers couldn't close out. They just blocked the app.
Alright. Oh. But let's talk about how I found a new one within 5 minutes of that shit.
Yeah, he found a new one within
yeah,
5 minutes
dude,
of that.
This man, he walks in. My old one still wasn't fully blocked yet. I could still use it. He's just like,
is it blocked now?
That's what I was trying, because I don't think it is.
No, I just used it today.
Once
today.
You, no, once
wait,
you,
wait.
No, once you close out of it, it's locked.
Oh.
No,
once you close
this,
out
not
of
the
it.
New one, the old one.
No, the old one.
Well, you just can't open it up?
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't?
Yeah.
It's like
you
that.
Just the old one.
No, it doesn't work.
Dang.
Yeah, that's
you
what
have,
I'm saying.
It
does.
No.
I get you the
new one. Sophomore year, when you, because we used to go to the extensions page and disable the Chromium.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Sophomore year, it took me 20 minutes to figure out, just go to the task manager and shut down the Go Guardian for like 3 seconds to get into the extensions page.
Yeah.
Because they blocked the extensions page, but they didn't block the page for the Chromium M extension. So you can still get in and block it.
Yeah.
So it took me 20 minutes to figure out how to do that. Then they blocked the task manager.
Yeah.
Dude, you can't even do anything now.
Yeah, now you can't even clear your history.
Yeah, you
so.
Can't get on your history. Well, you can't even look at your history.
You oh, yeah, you can.
You can clear it.
Yeah. You can't clear it.
You gotta go through settings. Ew. It's weird. Well, yeah, it's, you can't, like, clear it directly. You gotta do, like, some, like, shortcut with the keys, and it'll take you to your settings.
Some like, Houdini bullshit, but you know what? Honestly,
there'll be for you.
It's
ELA. It's ELA.
We might have a teacher watch.
Wait.
Don't say what it's called.
Yeah, because you know we have some blabbermouth.
Sheep.
So I just wanted to bleep that out.
Oh, look at that. Look at that giant cursor. Bleep.
Bleep that shit out.
Get help. Stop it. Get help.
You know what?
Bleeping out an emulator.
Alright, we're in the final 10 minutes now.
Final stretch. Watch this.
Oh, you suck.
I mean, I can't
trust it. Say it's fake.
Yo, Bill, you watching? Bill.
I'm ready for them online physics lessons.
That's the thing, our physics teacher had a big old beard, and he shaved it off for a fundraiser.
No, it looks like a thumb.
No, he looks like Teddy Roosevelt.
He looks like Teddy Roosevelt, bro. Like, I actually thought he didn't look bad with it, not gonna lie.
Yeah, he looks alright.
Yeah.
It's just weird. You should
definitely keep it shaved. His beard was kind of getting nasty.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you can sometimes see some food crumbs in it. Yeah, it was getting a little weirdly colored.
Really? I know exactly.
Yeah.
I'm saying if you go, because whenever physicists go up to ask him like for help on a test, sometimes if he's eating something, you can see it in the beard.
Yeah.
I swear I saw something crawl around in there.
Oh gosh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Stop. Stop it. Stop.
Beard
spiders!
Imagine that,
Pamela.
Beard spiders!
And from now on, Pamela will never grow a beard.
What do you mean I have to shave every day?
Yeah.
What do you mean I'll never grow a beard? I'm gonna grow a beard before you do.
I'm probably never grow a beard, dude.
No, you're not
going to. Yeah, I probably won't.
I should
grow one in a whole.
I may.
A couple weeks.
Yeah, it takes me like about.
Sweet dog will grow.
This man's like, I can grow one in.
We're gonna come back.
A
couple weeks.
Brady's sweet dog's gonna have that like beard. We're gonna be like, sweet dog, you need to shave it. He's gonna come out with that pedophile mustache. Be like, it's good. And we're gonna
just have a handlebar mustache.
No, dude. No, you gotta have that Hitler stash.
Sweet dog, you need to get a pedo stash. It's really like you're about to take a child in a van somewhere.
Oh dear.
Oh dear!
Sweet dog, are you fiddling little children again?
The children!
Sweet dog, are you fiddling children again?
The children!
It was his panel and weird pronunciations of words. Or earlier, when he said his jaw clicked, we were always like, you just say chocolate?
I thought it was that SpongeBob episode.
He's
like, chocolate.
He goes, oh, my jaw clicked.
It makes you look
and
younger.
It sounded like,
yo,
oh, my chocolate.
Okay,
I thought he had a chocolate bar in his back pocket and it snapped in half.
Another thing. People don't like it the way I pronounce word.
What?
People don't like it the way I pronounce word.
Because an A, water, is an A.
Where the hell is that second R in water?
Where's the second syllable? You're just saying word.
It's water.
No,
it's
not.
Water.
Water.
I think we can all agree that water, water, you know, those are two, like,
there's
that
no
are,
R, it's water.
How?
No?
Tell me how.
You're not from Philadelphia.
It's either
water.
So what's
water,
a, so what's water. A mortar? Martar? Mater? Is it Mater? Is that Mater then?
That was fun. No, but it's word.
It's not Warner.
You're just retarded.
Where's that second R coming from? You're pronouncing a second R that does not exist.
The entire city of Philadelphia.
They're all retarded then. I want to know where this second R is at.
What do you say, Mama? What'd you say?
I like
you. I want to know where the second R is at. Because I'm looking and I ain't finding it.
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned it, bro.
St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy Irish guy.
Yeah, speaking of that, where does Sam thing go? The Septic Guy thing.
We had
the Septic Guy Sam here.
Down yonder.
And for a decoration,
down
and people
ranch.
Started hawking
out
it around.
Out on the ranch.
I'm
I
sure.
had to take the horse down and get some
water.
I'm gonna
go find it.
Water.
I'm gonna go find it. That's my mission.
Enemy water above!
No, I'm just kidding. I love Philadelphia though. I don't know if it's Philadelphia though.
So like, you ain't get
one percent.
You ain't enemy the whole thing now.
Yeah,
they, I apologize, but never. I didn't.
Three or 11.
That's Philadelphia. I have never heard anyone pronounce it like that.
0-0.
Oh, should have forgot that but, 0-0.
Yeah. Ooh, top flight. Magna.
Top flight XL or what?
Top flight Magna.
Oh. Yeah, they suck.
Top flights, yeah, they're pretty garbage. Oh, well, this one, this one's rock solid.
Top
flights.
Let me
rock
see.
Solid.
That's a rock solid golf ball. That ain't like my Bridgestone Tour BXS Tiger Woods.
What do I say about getting your hand in my area?
Pro staff.
Nah.
Coronavirus.
I'm saying, I think this may be the first episode Sweet Dog, when he saw he has not gone, put, and like put his hand right there in my face.
Who?
Yeah. Sweet Dog, every dang episode,
he
he's like, wait, and he's like putting his hand in my face.
Hey. Y'all want to start wrapping this up?
Yeah.
Before we close off, just a couple updates. We do have a few new social medias. We have, well, first off, we have our Instagram, which we've always had, at @EF_podcast. Same with TikTok. We've had a few episodes with that, but at @EF_podcast.
Right there.
But our brand new social media that we haven't even announced anywhere else, Twitter. It's a different at. It's at @EF_podcast_. Yeah. So
also, Easton, when you're making the new handlebar, don't forget to use my new Instagram because my old one got banned.
Instagram. This man got banned from Instagram.
Right there.
Yeah, because Instagram is a bunch of fucking bitches.
Wait, so what did you post?
Get the bleep button out today.
They don't know.
Get the bleep. Order discussion, you're gonna hear a bunch of Philadelphia people are beeps. And they're just gonna get, oh yeah, you beeps. That whole discussion is being bleeped.
Yeah, because you're a fucking bitch ass fucker bitch getting fucked.
Cut that out. Remember, 6:53 to 7:01, Sweet Dog's comment. I don't even remember what it's about. I just remember that time.
I'll review it.
I don't even remember what she said.
Fuck you.
Alright. And so you guys.
I'm just gonna keep
fucking. I don't remember what he said, but I remember
it's fucking miserable as possible. Fuck you.
Yeah,
and
so,
then 5 minutes later, panelists being, I'm just messing with you, man.
No, I'm not, because I'm pissed off at you. You made an enemy today.
He's trying to end the people.
In a very fucking game setting that, you little
fucking
bitch.
Hi, my name's Carl Weezer.
Alright, I think that's a good place to end it. Alright, yeah, so follow all the social medias at @EF_podcast and then at @EF_podcast_ on Twitter.
Follow on Instagram.
Yeah,
and it's
right there.
At the stack.
Yeah. At _the stack.
Yeah, so and then at @EastonOni_YT everywhere for me.
Fucking bitch.
So yeah, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for sitting in on this.
Thank you for sitting in on this.
Subscribe if you're on YouTube and everywhere else. Just
yeah, you better subscribe or else I'll hurt you.
We'll be back. See ya.
You don't have a choice.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Bye.
Luck of the Irish.
58.